Democratic State Representative Paul Mark of the 2nd Berkshire District, a member of the Joint Committee on Higher Education, is serving as co-chair of the five-member subcommittee that is tasked with investigating the rapid rise of student loan debt among current students and recent graduates.
The goal of this subcommittee, in my opinion, is to find out if we as a state, one state out of many states, is there a bill we can offer? Is there a recommendation we can make? Or is there a report we can issue that either is showing what the problem is, why the problem is occurring, or how the problem can be solved?
Representative Mark said that the subcommittee will meet with students, college administrators, independent groups, and others across the state and will kick off a university tour this fall. Mark said that his own experience with student loan debt motivates him to lead the subcommittee.
As a graduate of a community college, as a graduate of University of Massachusetts Amherst, and as a household where my wife and I pay over $750 a month in student loan debts, I want our universities and our colleges to be the best. I want people like myself that couldn't pay for an education on their own because they're not personally wealthy to have the opportunity to go to a college, and at the same time, I realize that $750 a month is a mortgage in some places. That's a rental payment. That's cars. That's money that's not going into the economy.
Ferd Wolken, who works with PHENOM, the Public Higher Education Network of Massachusetts, said that in the Bay State, students are now graduating with an average debt burden of $27,000. He said that PHENOM will be working to support the subcommittee's future visits to college campuses.
We will certainly play a role in turning students out and encouraging students to talk with members of the subcommittee.
Deirdre Cummings, legislative director for the Massachusetts Public Interest Research Group, warned that student debt not only puts an economic drain on graduating students, but also deters potential students from enrolling in higher education. Cummings also made mention of how the borrowing rate of federal student loans will double on July 1st unless Congress takes action. She spoke in support of Massachusetts U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren's plan to tie the student borrowing rate to the same rate provided for banks.
If Congress doesn't act to intervene, the rates are going to double. They're going to go from 3.4% to 6.8%. That's just outrageous. So the push right now is to get Congress to at least go back to that 3.4%. But Senator Warren has sort of taken the lead and said, wait a second, we are loaning banks money at a rate of 0.75%. Why not make that same investment in our students?
MassPIRG and its counterparts will soon release more specific data on how student loan debt affects the economies of individual states. Representative Mark said that after the subcommittee completes its investigation, he hopes policy can be drafted that can help contribute to discussion in other states on how to address the student debt crisis.
Massachusetts has always been a leader in higher education. If we can be a leader in solving the student loan and student debt crisis in higher education, maybe others will follow our lead as they've done so many other times in the past.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.